Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio. I don't really care for pandas.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, a few announcements to get through. First off is that we're going to be performing at the Sydney Comedy Fest with a couple of special guests on the 6th and 7th of May. And then we'll be heading up to Brisbane a few weeks later on Friday the 26th to experience the Sunshine State. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live to purchase your tickets. Also, we've launched our new membership service, Sans Pants Plus. It's very similar to Patreon. In fact, you can use your Patreon login on the site if you'd like. But to reflect the new service, we've made some changes to the reward structure. And while the $5 tier remains mostly unchanged, for $10 a month, you'll be getting a heap of bonus content in the future. The first is titled The Plumbing Boys Play / Ruined Sunless Citadel, as well as suggest a topic for any of the shows in the Sans Pants Network. And for $25 a month, you get to suggest an NPC for Adam to use in future campaigns and a D&D is for Nerds season pass, which means as soon as we have a campaign ready, you'll be the first ones to hear it in its entirety. Just head to sanspantsplus.com and sign up today. Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which fantasy creature would make the best pet? Now, to clarify, this is a Patreon question, so yes. We're not exactly sure if he means fantasy as in, like, which Harry Potter monster or, like, you know, a gremlin. So what we're doing instead is we've got our good friend Adam over here to grab his monster manual, and we're just going to... He's going to flick through it, and we're going to tell him to stop, and we're going to see how good that thing comes up on the pet-o-meter.
Why don't we do, like how many pages are in the monster manual, Adam? Tell us that, because flicking through is going to be hard.
Well, it's complicated because, like...
It's not that complicated. You just find the number at the bottom of the page.
I think flicking is fine.
We'll see if we encounter it as a problem then later.
Okay.
So, in total, there are 352 pages.
Just say somewhere in there. Adam's got to find it. Whatever pet's on there, first pet, that's the one.
All right.
Okay. And I think to make Best pet. What makes a good pet is a good quest. Is
three factors. First off.
Yep.
How fun is it to walk?
So, how fun to walk.
How fun to walk. That's fair.
Uh-huh. Second one.
Yep.
How much of a hassle is it to look after?
Yeah, that's
hassle
true.
To look after.
And good with kids for the number three. Right. Is it good with kids? That's important.
Good with kids. Good with love, kids.
But that's it's important. Fine. No, it's fine. Good with the whole family.
Yeah.
Kids I think is a better one.
Slash fam.
You want like Nan and you want...
Little Tucker.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I would see how well... how would. Like training it, where does that fall under? Or would that just be like a...
I feel like that falls under hassle of keeping it.
So I'd be like, how easy is it to train?
Is it
almost a separate entity of itself?
We'll do four things then. Or nix one of them, whatever.
Yeah, four. Okay.
One of them is obviously not as good as the rest.
I know. You're like, you wanted three criteria. I know, I'm opening up to a bit more.
I desperately wanted three criteria. Three criteria.
The fifth.
Not one more.
The fifth and last criteria is pet ability, as in how good is it to put my hands all over its face, jowls back.
That's fair.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. How pettable is our pet?
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Okay, so let's start. I'll choose a page number of 116.
Ancient silver dragon.
Okay.
Silver dragon. Right,
it's gargantuan size.
So just give us a spark notes of an ancient silver dragon.
What are gargantuan sized, so to do it from wingspan is probably the size of like a 747, so like a large passenger jet. Just imagine a large passenger
jet. That's
smaller
than I was thinking, to be honest.
That's pretty good.
And you said gargantuan, so that's all right. Okay, so, and silver, has it got anything we should know about it, anything specifically?
Well, it's lawful good, so it's not going to try to kill you the second it sees you.
That's good.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel though as a lawful good creature, it might put me up to like high standards.
Well, I feel like it's got
it's smarter than you. It's wiser than you. It's more charismatic than you.
Shit.
You really should be its pet, to be honest. But somehow it's your pet.
Yeah, okay.
So silver dragons believe that living a moral life, doing good deeds, and ensuring that one's actions cause no undeserved harm to other sentient beings.
Okay.
They're friends of the small races.
Hey, that's good.
I consider myself a small race.
Uh-huh. Silver dragons enjoy the company of other silver dragons. Their only true friendships outside of their own kin arise from the company of humanoids.
Hey, we're a humanoid.
I'm humanoid as all fuck. Yeah.
They will often spend as much time in humanoid form as draconic form.
Oh, we can make him a human lad.
Respect for humanity.
Hey.
And it's weird that we've got him as a pet.
Silver dragons befriend humans of all races. Oh. They love to possess relics of human history.
Oh, that's good. We can teach this pet about history.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so what are our criteria?
With a plus 8 to history, it probably knows more about human history than you do.
Well, then it'll be teaching us, so that's pretty good. Okay, so how fun is it to walk a gigantic dragon?
Is it?
I'm saying pretty fun.
It'd be fun, but again...
Not terribly practical.
Is he walking us, or are we walking him?
You take the silver dragon to the dog park, and it eats not only the other dogs, but the other owners.
With a constitution of 29... I'm pretty... it needs a lot of walks, more than what we can accompany for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be going for... And also...
It's going to get very bored.
It's kind of like a cat. You know what I mean? It's going to be like, this is where you walk, and then he's just going to fly up, and we're not going to see him for a bit, and then he might have a second family.
Yeah, I was going to say, we find out he's going to another family.
Self-walking, though, that's good.
But self-walking, that's all right. Yeah, but like, I think he's like cats... It's going to have several families.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be a little bit
and
jealous.
And you can't really keep that cooped up in your backyard.
No.
It's just not practical.
And there's literally nowhere. Your property is not big enough to accommodate it is.
You see, like, it just perched on this, like, the roof, just caving it in. Like, that's
our pet.
There goes my bond.
Can it talk?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it knows more languages than you do.
I'm put
Once again, this dragon is objectively better than us in every measurable way.
So how fun is it to walk? I'm going to say not very, because either we're missing out on taking it for a walk, it walks itself, or we go for a walk and it's one step, I have to run a city block.
Yeah. So, I'm going to say not very fun.
Not very fun. So, no, thank you. Hassle to look after. It's going to eat a lot.
But it's going to sort that out itself, presumably.
It's going to shit a lot. It's not
sorting that out itself.
Hey, is dragon poop valuable?
I don't know. Do you know a wizard?
No.
But, like, manure's good, yeah?
Well, yeah.
Sell it to a farm, I suppose.
I feel that this is a pet that we have to move to a farm.
Yeah.
Because we're not just...
This is
adding to the hassle. Oh, we're gonna have.
If you own it, you own its hoard.
Hey, however,
millionaire.
But we'd also have to perhaps own a farm so that we can tend to sheep, so that we have a food source.
Yeah, it's a lot of hassle.
Well, I don't this dragon is our pet, but we can't enter a dialogue where we're like, "Look, mate, you could eat the sheep. We don't have to sort this out for you."
Yeah,
you know, like Khaleesi's one eats the sheep and it's fine.
Yeah, but if it's a pet and then it goes off and eats, say, our neighbor's sheep, then our neighbors are going to be mad at us.
I'm going to be like, come get us. We've got a dragon.
But it's lawful good. He'd want us to pay for it.
Oh, God.
It can change the weather.
Hey, always sunny. That's pretty good.
We end up with a good farm, I guess.
Yeah, actually, fuck. He'd be good on a farm. Yeah. Hey, we need these crops watered. Blah, 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 blah. Done. Yeah.
That's a strange voice. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, that was the noise of the magic.
Oh, no, yeah, the magic and him like flapping his wings.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, no, I'm with you. Like a cat or a dog.
Thanks, Henry.
Okay.
I named him Henry.
Yeah, well, he needed one. I mean, I'm sure he has a name, but Henry will do it.
Henry, sure. It's your pet. You get to name it.
Yes.
Henry Zammett.
Henry Zammett.
Oh, I want to see that on like the dog birth certificate thing. Breed, dragon, silver.
So what are we saying in terms of maintenance?
Hassle after, I think he's a hassle.
A trip to the vet is a big deal.
And if he doesn't want to go, I'm not making him.
You got to get a vet to come to you. Yeah. Oh, no, wait. Don't some vets, you know, for larger animals, they'll go outside.
Oh, yeah. We'll probably end up getting a horse doctor.
And also, if Henry doesn't like the vet, that's going to be a hassle. Because if Henry does something, or if I want him to do something that he doesn't want to do, it's not getting done.
It's just you cannot train Henry.
You can't pick Henry up and put him in the bath like you can with Melody.
No, I cannot.
Washing Henry is an ordeal.
Yeah.
Days long.
It's days long. Henry, can you just go to the ocean and have a dip?
You are a cognizant being, Henry.
You would take Henry to the ocean and be like, we're playing the water, I guess.
Yeah. So
not great.
He causes a lot of hassles. He fixes some hassles.
Yeah.
But I think he's causing a lot of hassles. Like, because again, he'd be good on a farm,
yeah.
But then we'd have to go to a farm, run a farm.
And instantly, we're buying money. We're buying money.
We're spending money
for a pet.
What's his hoard? What does he hoard?
Well, it says that he'd like to collect human history, so it would collect probably ancient, valuable artifacts,
antiques.
But we can't sell them.
I think they'd also collect some basic like gems and gold. And
yeah,
stuff
but then
that.
Like we can't sell them because you'd be like my hoard.
Yeah,
plus he'd be mad.
He's too cognizant. I don't like it.
Yeah. All right. Pretty low on the hassle. Pretty high on the hassle.
High on the hassle and bad
all
to
right,
walk.
Good with kids and the fam.
Yeah, like pretty good with kids. He's lawful good. Mm-hmm. He's nice. He cares about humanity. The only reason he wouldn't be good with kids is because he might squish them because he's big.
That's true, but he's lawful good, so I feel he wouldn't.
Yeah, he'd make an effort to not.
I think that's pretty high.
So I think he's pretty good with the kids, actually.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to pick your kids up from the school. Just send Henry.
Yeah, true. It's not that far for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, I think you could be like Henry.
Although, would the school allow that?
How are they going to stop it?
Fair call.
Yeah.
Fair call. You have to pay a lot of fines.
The downside of Henry is that the government might get involved. Because I'm assuming it's taking place just in our world.
Yeah.
That's kind of got to be part of it. Otherwise, it's not quite the same. So, yeah, the government might get us. Hard to hide.
But he can't.
Impossible to.
But he just transforms into a lad.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, well, who is this dependent? I'm like, shit.
He's just a guy.
Then we've got the fucking tax man on our ass.
He transforms into a lot of things.
Oh, that's all right then.
Just prefers humanoids.
If he can transform into a dog, then this is cheating.
Yes.
Fair call.
I'll say it now.
Nah, fair. He's like, he can, but it's a hassle. It's more of a trick. Melody, our pup, we like, Melody, sit, shake, she shakes.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of same kind of thing. Henry turned to a lad. He turns to a lad, and he's like, there you go. And then off he goes. It's a pie trick.
It's good. It's good. All right.
All right. So I guess he's good with the family, good with kids. How easy to train?
Smarter than you. Very easy to train.
Yeah, but that's not training. That's more of this like...
It's a discussion.
Yeah, it's a discussion. It's not training.
It's just being like, hey, Henry, do you think you could sit? And he's like, yeah, I guess I could.
And then he
thanks,
sits.
Thanks, man.
Good work. Do you want a sheep? And he's like, I'd love one.
I'll get one myself. You're like, that's fair.
Trying to have the sheep to throw it up. Yeah. Wait.
Wait.
You got to put the sheep on Henry's nose.
Yeah.
Wait.
Henry's... See how many you can stack on top of one another?
Well, the sheep, I imagine they're still alive.
Is Henry like big enough that you could just have sheep wandering around on his head?
I reckon so.
Probably, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, is a train like technically yes, but actually no.
It doesn't feel earned.
It's not training. It's like me training Jack.
Yeah, exactly.
If you wanted to go specifically by D&D rules, because of his intelligence level, he can't learn tricks. You can't teach something that intelligent tricks.
Exactly. So I think low on the training front. And how? Final. Yeah. How petability?
Pretty petable.
Scales.
Can I have a look at him? Look at our new pet. Give it here.
I would say no, it's a dragon.
I feel it'd be the same as petting.
No,
a,
it's a dragon.
Same as petting a snake.
Exactly. I think petting a snake,
I like petting snakes.
Yeah, I like petting snakes too. I can't curl up to a snake and like have a good snooze and like cuddle with
one. No, it's not. Certainly not a lap dog.
Yeah. Like, look, we were at the dog park today, and we knew that big horse-like dog, and we got around his big old neck and jowls, and we're getting in there, and that felt good. That's like that to me is high petability. I don't know. I could do that with this dragon.
I think that the only reason his petability is low is because he's big. When you're petting him, you're just petting like a patch of skin. You know what I mean? You don't get head or leg. You just get like
I think meter by meter. Benefits and negatives kind of outweigh each other. So, I'd say medium
so
petability.
I would say quite low, but I'm happy to give it a half petability, all right?
Yeah.
So that's a 1.5 out of a possible 4 for our dragon.
That's pretty low.
So I think the dragon, not the best pet.
No.
Okay, next pet. All right, Adam, I don't want to pick a number. Can you just like, you know, like ruffle through the pages and I'll say when. When?
Left or right page?
Right.
An animated suit of armor.
All right.
Goodness gracious me.
An animated suit of armor. All right, okay, give us a bit of the spark notes on him.
This empty steel shell clamors as it moves, heavy plates banging and grinding against one another like the vengeful spirit of a fallen knight. Ponderous but persistent, this magical guardian is almost always a suit of plate armor.
Guardian?
To add to its menace, it has menace. The animated armor is frequently enchanted with scripture speak, so the armor can utter warnings, demand passwords, or deliver riddles.
Okay, good tricks.
Rare suits of animated armor are able to carry on an actual conversation.
Well, that's all right.
Okay, well, I think for the sake of argument, let's assume ours can't.
Yeah, we've got the common one.
Yeah.
We couldn't shell out for the pure bread. Jack,
okay.
This is yours.
One other thing just to consider. Does not require to be fed or watered.
That's good.
Right, I'm going to call him Jeffers.
Jeffers.
All okay, right. So Jeffers. Let's talk about Jeffers.
All right, taking Jeffers for
Jeffers.
A walk.
Yeah, there he is. Look at Jeffers go.
Oh, he's just a suit of armor. I reckon Jeffers, we could take him for a walk easy.
Oh, yeah, Jeffers is great for walking.
Just put a lead on him. It'd be like a heavy lead, but like a lead.
And also, like, Jeffers doesn't seem like he's not going to chase a cat. He might ask a cat a riddle, but like, he might stop at someone's yard
pulling and at the lead, like echoing through the teeny armor. For some reason.
Answer me these riddles 3.
So I reckon Jeffers.
Back.
Jeffers, good for walks.
Oh, spectacular.
Like, you know, and he needs us to walk him.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, he'd just be going on basically a patrol, which would be kind of good, I guess, and useful. But I think he needs us to go for walkies.
I think it's just good to get a suit of armor like that out and about.
Yeah. Get his joints oiled.
Otherwise he's...
I don't think it needs walks.
You don't?
I feel like for maintenance-wise, I feel like if he's not moving, he's going to just rust up.
He's going to stiffen up, yeah.
Maybe. I think that could be fixed with oiling, but sure.
Potentially, but that comes under a hassle to look after, because he's going to need a lot of oiling.
Mm. I think...
But it doesn't need to be fed or watered.
Exactly, which is really good.
We'll get to that when we come. I think it's good for walks.
I reckon good for walks.
Yeah.
Plus... As like, you know, if you out at night, and you're kind of scared of what's going on, like a big dog is good sometimes for those young hooligans. Imagine how good.
No one's going to attack you with what's his name,
Jeffers.
And also with Jeffers, he's my pet, we can clamber inside.
Problem is, no one would.
Yes,
but if someone did try to step up to you,
Jeffers
isn't like they're going to die. They're gonna die.
What if they Jeff were holding him down? Kill like, them. Dion Jeffers, Dion, Dion boy.
I don't think you
can we hold him? Can we hold
strength
him back?
14.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
human average is 10. Human like.
So we would need to
limit
work
is
out
18. It's strong. It's
a decent
strong.
Amount.
Okay.
To,
okay. Maybe if we fine. Got Jeffers from a young age,
can we get like a choke chain?
Yeah.
Well, a choke chain means nothing to Jeffers.
No, get a harness. One of them
he doesn't
like,
have a neck.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we get a magical choke chain? It a silver
need,
one.
It doesn't need to.
Ghosts hate silver.
It's not a ghost.
Damn.
It's magically animated armor. It does not need to breathe anyway, so a choke chain is irrelevant.
Also, I get it again if it's our pet. If we're yanking back, it might know to not arc up. But then again, this comes down to how easy is it trained.
Intelligence one, it would be difficult to train, actually.
How many tricks can that be taught?
I think with intelligence one, actually zero.
Damn.
Or maybe two. I think it knows it can learn two or zero. I forget.
Well, we'll sit, we'll, stand up.
Yep, there we go, two. So he's still mauling the guy. Well done, Jack.
Yeah.
Why stand up? Why is that a trick? He's going to come anyway.
Once he sat down, how do we get him up again?
Come
sit
on.
And come.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Well, or heal? Just I'd heal, say, yeah, heal and follow.
Heal and follow is good.
What
so there we go.
To sit,
heal.
Shake.
Heal. Heal.
Yeah.
Shake. Look, I reckon that'd be a roll at disadvantage.
No, all right. Yeah, no, I remember. It's intelligence one is two tricks. Intelligence two is five tricks.
Okay.
So we can. So you can. We can heal. Heal. Heal.
Yeah, we can stop him attacking.
I feel like we're gonna need him to heal more than we're gonna need him to shake.
Yeah. No. Fair. All right.
But anyway, so going for a walk, I still think is good.
Yeah.
I think
me
that's
too.
That's a walkable. That's a walkable pet. Jeff is good to walk.
That's 1 point. What's the next question?
I still have to look after.
Easy. Just polish him every
polish
now and
him up. Polish bit him. Of oil. Oh, no food. Don't have to pick up his poop.
Yeah, he's pretty much good. The ideal pet.
Yeah, he's like a pet rock that I can walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's hassle
in terms
free.
Of like maintenance, it's like nothing.
Hassle bloody free. Kids. Good with kids in the fam.
No. No.
Yeah, no. There's probably not.
Yelling riddles at Nan.
Yeah, yelling.
Nan's
if Nan doesn't
frightened.
Answer the riddle, crushes Nan's head,
maybe. Exactly.
Maybe a good learning thing for, like, kids, because it's just like, it like teaches you riddles.
Maybe.
And maybe you kind of think
but is it more like
box?
I'm cooking the chicken in the kitchen on Christmas, and then I hear from the lounge room, Stephanie, answer me these riddles three. Ah!
I feel crush. Like because... If we're saying it doesn't know actual conversation, then it maybe knows those three riddles. So once the kid knows those three riddles, it's probably safe because it's not going to crush its head anymore.
Which is good.
But also, it like you know, it's not learned.
That
the kid
is good. Good to learn those riddles though.
Yeah.
So he's like, answer me this. You're like, it's teeth. Stephanie, it's teeth.
Teeth, air, and
eggs.
It's always eggs.
Those three.
So I think good with kids, fam.
Not really.
Yeah. I think.
I'd call that a no.
Yeah, I'd call that a no as well. Yeah. How easy to train? So we got two tricks. So
but also, like, I don't know. It seems like it has its own business already going.
Yeah.
It's giving out riddles and looking for passwords.
If
like
someone doesn't get the riddle right, you need to call heal every time.
Yeah. I don't think it's good. I personally don't think it's easy to train. I think it's going to be a bit of a hassle to kind of coax him to doing a lot of stuff.
Mm.
And plus, as you said, you only got two tricks. And that's not a lot. Yeah. Heal. Don't kill.
Exactly.
Don't kill.
So, Don't kill. Don't kill.
Heal. Oh, my God. Ah, Jeffers.
Yeah.
If Jeffers does chase a cat... Good luck us stopping him.
Oh, we just can't. He'll kill that cat.
Yeah.
And also, you can learn two tricks, but there's other stuff that goes into training that's not necessarily tricks. Like, what if Jeff has tried to climb in your lap?
Mm.
Crush you. You know?
Yeah.
You need that, like, the boundaries. You need to be the alpha. In
there's
Jeff's
a lot of spikes on that armor. It's not a
armor.
Cuddly.
I would say not very... I wouldn't even give it a half. I would say not very easy.
Yeah.
Not very easy. And now last one, and I think we've already answered this, but how petability...
It's metal and it's got spikes.
Nah, super petable. No, because guys...
You're out
of your
here.
Work.
Here. Imagine grabbing the armor and being like... Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
No.
Grabbing
no.
the plates. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Grabbing his helmet,
no,
spinning
no.
it on in
no.
place.
No. Look, I think it's plus if it's like hasn't been polished, it's gonna be hard and rough and rusty.
I guess
so.
Polish it. That's keeping
yeah,
up the
but there's spikes.
Yeah, you'd cut yourself all the time
you'd
on Jeffers.
Cut yourself on Jeff. Jeffers. Like imagine if Jeffers bounds up to you and sits in your lap, and you get a spike in your eye.
All right. Mm. Imagine this. You ever been clawed by Melody's long nails?
Yeah.
Imagine that, but like. Tenfold and all over its body.
I guess. All right, fine.
Yeah, so unfortunately, Jeffers, our animated armor, only gets a two. Better than a dragon.
Better somehow.
Than a dragon, weirdly. All right, Adam, page 50. Let's go solid 50.
And here we have encountered a problem. Pick another page.
51.
Another page?
60.
Jack's going to like this. A Herzru. A Herzru. It's a large fiend, a demon.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a look-see.
Oh! Show, give me the book.
Oh, pet ability up the wazoo.
It's either like...
I don't know about that.
Okay. Kind of looks like a spike frog.
Yeah.
Like a spiky frog.
How do you spell it for those playing at home?
H-E-Z-R-O-U.
There you go.
Hezru.
Hezru. Ooh, I like his name.
Okay.
All right.
You can name him. I named the other.
All right.
Oh, I like him. Chaotic evil. Might be a problem.
Definitely a problem.
Expensive sandwich.
His name is Expensive Sandwich?
Yes.
No, that's good.
All right. So, some things to know about Expensive Sandwich. Yes. Okay. Large. So, it's physically a lot larger than either of us.
How big?
Imagine a horse standing up.
Oh, God.
Strength 19.
Wait, so a horse standing up on its hind legs?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's just gross to imagine.
Strength 19. So, actually, we just can't hold it back if it wants to run away.
Okay.
That's not good.
Stench.
Uh-oh. That sounds like a hassle.
It poisons anything that comes within 10 feet of it.
Including us as its owners that it loves?
I don't think it loves us.
No, I think it does. Let's say the scenario is we found
Hezru.
It's telepathic up to 120 feet.
We found Expensive Sandwich while it was very young.
Yep.
So loves us.
I don't think it matters, though.
It imprinted.
It can't turn that ability off.
Okay. So let's go through.
Anything else about it?
Well, like I said, it's telepathic.
That's not good.
It's not the worst. Can it talk? We got another talking.
I don't know what
it can talk, but probably not any language we understand.
Demonic.
Something like that.
That's fine.
You need to go outside.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be scratching at the window.
See in the dark?
Okay.
That's good. I mean, I can't see in the dark, so I guess that's useful.
All right.
All right. Fun to go for a walk. Not very. It will poison everything and then read everyone's minds.
Everyone's in pain. Just not
taken
fun.
To the dog park and everyone dies.
All right. Oh, sorry. There is some other stuff.
Oh, jeez.
It is weak-minded and can be easily duped into sacrificing itself by more powerful more powerful demons.
We probably are not means, more powerful demons. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to take that as easy to train.
Yeah.
well, yeah, I'd say it's probably easy to train.
All right, so
although with an intelligence of 5, it cannot learn tricks.
All right, so going for a walk is right out.
Yep. That's not happening.
This is an exotic pest that we keep in a cage.
Yep, this is the kind of thing that probably if
you take it for a walk, it's like the lead is not a rope or a chain. The lead is like a pole that you use so that it cannot get close to you.
Yeah, so this is more like one of them exotic pets, kind of like either if we owned a cobra.
Yeah.
So I would say going for a walk, no thank you.
Just nil. It's
hassle to look after. I guess if we have like a specific cage for it, like, you know, if you can,
like, yeah, if you own like a cobra snake, or whatever.
I reckon they
well, my only
once you take it into consideration, hassle free.
But I don't know what it eats. I don't know what it needs.
Well, I'm assuming the store that we bought it from would be like feed it the souls of the innocents.
I think it just eats
like just anything,
so long as it's living.
Oh, okay. Well, that's easy then.
Again,
not a herbivore though.
I feel this is like owning a snake, to be honest.
Feed it meat. Hope it doesn't die.
Yeah.
Does it sleep?
I imagine.
Okay.
Couldn't tell you, to be honest.
As long as we have the rod enclosure, I reckon it's not too bad.
Yeah, I suppose.
But you'd need a big, expensive enclosure. It's a big animal. Well, imagine like
again. But again. You can't say that because then that's the same as a dragon.
If yeah, you gotta, you're no, buying no, a farm no, no. for this creature.
Yeah, we got
to. I was going to say, like, look, but a dragon is gigantic. This is just large.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a horse still needs a paddock.
Well, yeah, I mean, unless we want
to
keep it.
Does it need to run? Like, look, a snake is very big, but it is fine to be in a smaller.
I imagine it'd get very restless, even if we gave it a paddock.
We don't want to let it get restless because it'll eat us.
Yeah.
As a chaotic evil demon, it's constantly trying to get out. Well.
Okay. Yeah. Look, it's I tried to argue.
Like,
for that.
I'll concede, or I'll give you the idea that it doesn't hate you guys.
Yeah.
As its owners, it's like, yes, I am your pet. But like, I feel like it's dangerous to anyone else.
Yeah.
Would it be a half point for hassle to look after? Because I feel like once we know its tricks, as in like, yep, it needs a paddock. Yes, it needs this.
we could easily...
Containing it is a big hassle.
It's just too much.
Yeah, no, I can't. I don't think I can argue this. No. I think it's a hassle.
There's no point.
It's a hassle. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Good with family and kids.
No.
No.
We can call that right now.
Yeah.
All right. Easy to train.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. We'll give it. Yeah. I'll pay that. Easy to train.
Easy to train to not hurt kids.
No.
Mm-hmm. So we can't retroactively fix an old point. Because I couldn't be like, look, expensive sandwich, good Habzu, whatever your name is. Mm-hmm. Don't hurt, you know, little Tucker.
I think it's easy to train, but like...
I guess because it's inherent, isn't it?
I feel like it's the sort of thing where if you tell it to heal, it knows to heal immediately, and you could teach it to heal easily.
Yeah.
But you need to tell it to heal a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's kind of like owning a wild... It's like owning a wild animal, basically.
Yeah.
You own a tiger, sure, maybe the tiger won't attack you, and you can get the tiger to not attack others, but like... One thing goes wrong.
You need to be constantly watching it.
Yeah.
I don't around that, I've got to be ever vigilant on.
Yeah, I just don't.
So it's easy to train, but it doesn't
easy
really
to train,
help
but
much.
You need to keep an eye on it if it's around people.
Mm. So I guess this is like training a tiger. I'd give it a one because easy to train.
Yeah, not fair.
But it's just still a one. Mm. And pet ability, I'm going to say no.
No, it looks all right.
If you pet it, you become poisoned. Remember?
Can I wear gloves?
Then you need to wear like a hazmat suit.
Man. All right, that's nothing, I guess.
Well, maybe a gas mask. Actually, it's in... Oh, sorry, poison. Stench. So if you wore a gas mask, actually, I guess.
No, well, in that case, just on pure pet ability, I think it's good. I mean, like, if you pat in between the spikes. Its skin, I don't quite know what it's going to feel like.
Yeah, but imagine it hopping up onto your lap as well.
Yeah. Maybe a half point. If you're prepared to pat it...
Oh,
we'll
I am.
Give it medium. We'll give it medium. Medium is a thing. Medium,
I like that we don't have quite a... Like
a score?
Yeah,
we got a good score. I'm keeping score.
Yeah, you're doing it, but Adam uses a different scoring system.
No, he's medium. I take as a 0.5.
Yeah, I know.
I'm fair.
But he calls it a medium.
Yeah, I call it a 0.5.
It's just weird, is all.
Yeah, whatever. Either way, 1.5.
Okay,
we have fun. Either way, I like that you don't have a scoring system at all.
Yeah, Jack, you piece of shit.
You're just going by how you feel.
Yep. Yeah.
I would say it's a 1.5. So it's the same as a gigantic dragon.
Yeah, I've
said not
much
good.
The same.
Not good. Yeah,
the dragon somehow felt a bit better though. Mm. Maybe because it was a good person.
Okay. Can you go? I want a creature that starts with the letter B.
Uh huh.
That's all my stipulation.
I'll flip through. Yep. You tell me when.
When?
Left or right?
Right. Left.
Neither of them are good.
Shit. Next match.
Keep going. Or?
Maybe. One over.
Left
other
or
way,
right?
Other way.
Other way? Left or right?
Left. Is it better or worse?
Exactly the same.
Damn.
The entire thing were beholders. Different types of beholders. The spectator.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Spectator is a lesser beholder that is summoned from another plane of existence. Magical guardians. It guards a location or a treasure. So it's a good guard dog.
Hey.
That's good.
Glimmers of madness. Though it can speak, spectator communicates primarily by way of telepathy. Mm-hmm. It is civil while on guard, openly discussing its orders and its summoner. However, even a brief conversation with a spectator is enough to reveal quirks in its personality brought on by years of isolation. Mm. It might invent imaginary enemies, refer to itself in the third person, or try to adopt the voice of its summoner. Like a beholder,
it's kind of like a parrot.
Kind of like a parrot or like an abused dog. It seems like it's had a rough life.
Other ones of itself. So if it sees another beholder, it's like,
okay. So if I was walking this, I'd have an orange lead. So good for humans, bad for others.
Exactly. Strength 8. So you actually any one of us could actually hold it back on a lead.
Sick. That's
but
good.
If it does get to another one, they fight to the death every time.
Well, that's freed from service.
We don't need to worry about freed from service.
Have to train it good.
Oh, it feeds itself. Creates food and water.
Hey!
Feeds itself.
All right. This is looking good.
This is like a good pet.
It's probably maybe a bit smarter than us, but like I said, that's not stopped us before. Hang on, let me just look up some.
Sometimes I would say Malady is smarter than Jackson.
Just get a little bit of... Oh. I see. This is one of them Hurt Jackson's feelings episodes.
Like, oh, it's lawful neutral. It's not evil.
Hey!
We're doing good.
Right. We're doing good. This is good.
Yeah, actually, I think this is going to be the best one so far. So let's jump to the themes.
All right. You can name this one.
Let's call him...
Do you want to look at it?
Yeah, send it here. Let's call him I don't know, Mr. Bubba Booey, sure.
Mr. Bubba Booey.
Yeah, that'll do us. Spectator, okay. So,
I like
taking
him
for walks, I reckon, is pretty good.
He looks good too. He's unique.
He doesn't look like he shits.
Yeah, that's right. So taking for a walk.
If it eats and drinks, it shits.
Yeah.
Where's a beholder's butthole?
At the back.
Probably around back.
Nah.
Where he's like you know, where his eye is.
Yeah,
like, I feel like the back end of his eye.
Thing. Oh yeah, they'd have it.
Well, that's all right. Is it like bird shit that it does?
Yeah,
too bad.
How big is it? Medium. It's about the size of a person. So we'll say like about as much shit as a person does.
Look, going for a walk, ticks. Like I'm giving that a good one. That's a good walking dog.
Yeah.
Slash beholder.
The cleaning up the shit sucks, but other than that, yeah,
but like
pretty
cleaning
good.
Cleaning up the shit for a dog sucks.
Yeah, no, that's so, fair. That's fair.
He's a good beholder. That's a good walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio. Yeah, I'll call it. Yeah, that's fine.
Going for walks. Good.
Hassle look after. Fucking feeds and waters itself.
Feeds itself.
Maybe I gotta clean it though.
That's fine.
Is it? It's got like, I don't know how to clean it.
Take him in a bath.
Yeah, he's got so many eyes.
And look, he's got a long tongue, so maybe he's self-cleaning.
Yeah, true. Maybe it's like a cat. All right.
Yeah.
Their skin feels kind of... Sure. Their skin looks kind of leathery. Do snakes sweat?
No.
This thing only gets dirty if it gets muddy, and it hovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess it'll
probably
stay
doesn't
clean.
Need to be cleaned much.
Might need to be hosed occasionally.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And I think if we get it good, we can, like, scrub him. He'll love it.
Yeah, it seems like
Mr.
he'd love a scrub.
He'd love, like, getting, you know, one of them, like, on a car?
I feel like that depends on the spectator.
That's true. But you get in the car, you get, like, the hose with the
broom
in it, and, like, just start scrubbing away. I reckon Mr. Bubba Booey would love
Mr. Bubba Booey clean. Yeah.
But I feel like hassle to look after. No. High.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As in low. So like positive here.
Yeah. So I think he's doing
See, this
really
is
good.
What happens when we have different systems.
He'd be very easy to look after.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Good with kids and the fam. He'd be a pretty good guard dog.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't but know if don't he'd know. Be friendly necessarily with the kids and the fam, but he'd be good with them. He wouldn't.
Actually, I think low here because it wards an area. So it's fiercely territorial.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I feel if we have people over, it might not...
But where it's, like, owner, right?
Yeah.
We're in
so
charge.
So it'd be like, it'd be like Mr.
Actually,
Bubba Booey.
No, yeah, allowing...
Good.
All right. So, yes, friends and family are fine, but if someone that we don't know... Say it's, like, left home alone, someone comes calling, it kills that person.
I think that's probably going to be true
that's
of
like
most
a guard,
creatures.
That's like a guard dog, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like if I had
like
a guard...
Like a extremity of a guard
But like
dog,
if but... someone like, you know, climbed the fence, for example. So if we had him just in like the backyard patrolling, and then someone climbed our fence, he'd get him. But that's like, he shouldn't be climbing our fence. That's
what happens
that's what you have a guard dog for.
Yeah, what happens in the real world if your guard dog kills a person that breaks into your backyard?
You're liable for that.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
You're not allowed to kill a person.
No, but like your dog did it, not you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're liable, but you know, you're not going to...
Well, you shouldn't have been trespassing, but I don't know. Liar, liar. That beautiful film, they mentioned something in there about a dog or something.
I don't know. No, they mentioned someone falling onto a knife.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think maybe if that happens, then old... What's his name?
Mr. Bubba Booey.
Mr. Bubba Booey is probably going to get put down.
Oh, no.
So, I think fine with friends and family, but if someone breaks in,
we
Bubba
might have
Booey
to kill
going,
our beholder. Yeah.
Bubba Booey's going too far.
Yeah, that's.
So,
that's
half points, you reckon?
Yeah, I'll give him a 50.
I think it's actually still high. I think that's a rough consideration, but like a dog can do that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, not fair point. So, all right, that's good. Easy to train.
Intelligence 13. So once again, it's more like a conversation rather than training it.
Yeah. So I guess he's not really technically low. So
I think we got to call that low. I think we got to call that low.
So he's not very easily trained. But again, it's a good discussion. So guard this patch. Don't eat kids.
Yeah, exactly. Like, right. I mean, those are pretty much the rules we need to teach it.
Oh, you'd hope very much. No. We assume that it wants to, that it considers you its owner.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if it does not consider us like its summoner, just our owners.
Yeah.
We might have some issues there. Summoner comes to call.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, it has
but
another
owner.
No.
We assume it's fine.
Yeah.
So petability.
Super petiful.
Leathery. I'm happy to be outvoted here, but I don't want to pet that.
I think he'd be a lot more petable and more cuddly than the dragon.
I mean, although he has like weird tentacles with eyeballs on
it. It'd be like petting a squid.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I kind of want to hug an octopus.
I always feel like with an octopus that if I hugged it, things would go wrong. Like it'd accidentally go down my throat.
I'm giving it
or something.
Low here, but if I'm outvoted,
no, I think I want to give it low too.
I would say high, but I would concede to like a half point.
Yeah,
because like I think he's pettable. Like, but maybe not the best.
He looks too slimy for me. No, I'm saying nothing. I'm saying no point.
Look, you're right. Look, I would say he'd be a fun thing to curl up to and to give some good snuggles. But look,
I thought the same thing about the walking armor.
Imagine leaps up on your lap and does some shit with its all tongue, like licks itself.
It's gross. No, fair. Look, we'll say no.
So what's that, four?
Three.
Oh, is that the best so far? I think
that's the best.
That's
so
good.
Far. Jeez. Mr. Bubba Booey, he's doing.
He's
right.
A good
he's
little beholder right. boy. Let's go three.
Let's go. Look, last one.
Okay.
Let's make Adam pick.
Adam,
you pick a creature of your choice. Hurtful. Ruin, bless, not very sporting.
Please just choose a dog, which I know is in the Monster Man.
No, so if I were to choose something just off the bat, I'd be like tribal warrior, thug, noble. hang on. A golem. A clay golem.
All right.
Sculpted from clay, this bulky golem stands head and shoulders taller than most human-sized creatures. So it's taller than us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is human-shaped, but its proportions are off. They are often endowed with purpose, but creatures of blah, 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 if damaged.
It's a golem. We know. We get a golem.
Golems.
Okay.
Don't know a dang golem.
Things to consider.
Uh-huh.
It is larger and stronger than us. Yes. So if it goes nuts, there's no way we can
contain
it.
We're out of luck. We can't even call the cops.
It can go berserk. So, starts a turn with hit fewer.
That sounds hassly. That sounds hassly.
You need to deal like 60 points of damage to it. You need a half hit point it. So,
with a handgun? Do about 60 points of damage, we say? Handgun?
One bullet?
Or a couple?
That's true.
See if it goes crazy.
It takes half damage from guns, so the police need to show up and shoot at it. And if the police are showing up, something's already gone wrong.
We're having our rock golem put down.
Immune to any spell, blah, blah, blah. All right, so...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. As a clay golem, as a construct, and as its owner, it kind of just does whatever we say it does.
Hey. Easy to train.
If it gets to half hit points, then it has a chance to go berserk. But I think to get it to half hit points, shit's already hit the fan at that point.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and also, like, we're not fighting these golems. No. They're our lovely pets.
They're our pets. We love them.
Yeah. We're giving him snuggles. We're giving him wrassles.
Exactly.
It can talk to us. Oh, no, it understands us but cannot talk to us.
That's the perfect. That's what you want out of a pet.
No, sometimes I want a dog to be like...
No,
you know what I mean? You kind of want some noises.
Sure, the rock golem can make a noise back if you're like, hey there, buddy. And he's like, ooh.
Okay. So, a thing to consider.
Yeah.
If it is damaged, the elemental spirit bound to it can break free.
Oh, wait.
That's just the berserker thing. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, like I said, berserking. Unlikely, I think.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Blind obedience, ageless guardians. Constructed by
and
nature.
And then to put him, he's going to outlive me.
Doesn't need to be fed.
I don't have to go through the hassle of putting down a dog.
No.
Oh, my God. He's going to be alive forever.
Let's go through the list.
All right.
He'll outlive us.
Yeah. But that's all right. I don't have to deal with that. Because I don't know if you guys overheard, because when we took Melody to the vet today, but you know that old dog that came in? They were putting it down.
Oh.
Yeah. That dog, Melody was the last dog that dog saw.
Wow. Is that the dog that had, like, no eye? He was missing an eye?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That little small one.
Yeah, yeah. That's sad.
That was sad. Anyway, going for a walk. Easy.
It doesn't actually
need to be walked.
No, but we're like, it's fun
but
to
yeah,
go for,
taking
how
it
fun,
for a walk.
How right. fun was it to walk? And I that'd be
it's
fun
bigger
to walk.
Than us. I'd feel awkward walking.
Yeah, I kind of with Adam. I'd feel like...
Hop on its shoulders, you're going for a walk.
Oh, you actually, no.
Dickhead. It's fun.
Cradle me like a baby. Take
going
me
for a walk.
Fireman styles, fling me over your shoulder.
What a fun walk.
I feel like
if I get I do actually like to walk myself.
Yeah.
As in, like, I enjoy walking. But if I get tired on the walk, I can be like, carry me back.
Yeah. That is nice.
Yeah, no, it'd actually, be...
And also, remember, sometimes, again, walking in the mean streets.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, some young hooligans.
Yeah, that's street tough.
Golem. And it will stop when we tell it to. It won't go further than what we
What I'm imagining is climbing on its shoulders. Not falling asleep, but getting distracted and then just walking into traffic.
But then we're fine because the golem's going to get hit and then he's going to keep moving.
The best, like, still being hit by a car, it's an unpleasant experience.
Yeah, for the golem, of course, but it's not going to kill
him. For the car, actually.
That's what I mean.
But, like,
for the people in the car.
That causes an unpleasant experience for us as well, I feel.
Well, I guess.
You don't want to see people die in a car crash.
I guess, Adam.
But look, we'll count it.
I'm thinking high for walkability.
Oh, wait, Adam, what's his name?
Yeah.
Or her name?
Oh. You both name it together. Jack?
Do I just say half a syllable?
Say half a syllable.
Dargent.
Dargent. Its name is Dargent.
Dargent Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club
Plan. Right. Dargent Pepper.
Dargent Pepper.
Dargent Peeper.
Oh, Dargent
Pepper.
Dargent Peeper.
Adam has to name at least some of it. No. He bought it or whatever.
Dargent Peeper.
I got it off that ancient trader. It was that or the monkey paw.
All right,
always choose the monkey paw.
Always choose the monkey
paw. No, the monkey paw always fucks up your wish.
Yeah, no, and then the last pinky is when you're like, whoops, make it normal again.
Yeah.
I don't...
You get four crazy wild
times.
Exactly.
And one whoopsie daisy make
or
it go
Or I get
back.
One good golem that lasts longer than I do.
I guess if you want to be a loser.
Yeah. Going for walks is good. Hassle to look after. Oh, he's so low.
Easy.
Oh, my God. Dargent, like, whatever.
Maybe clean the moss off him.
It rates high here. It is in good.
Dargent, you're like, look, I've had enough of you. Just sit in that closet for a bit.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
see him for 3 weeks.
Oh, how nice.
Or just, like, clean the house when I'm asleep.
Oh, yeah. Good. Me and my lady friend want to have keep it busy.
Private
could you please
time.
Get out. Don't jump on the bed. Yeah. Go over there.
He could clean the house for you.
And then
he
while
could.
We're doing that, could clean the house. Oh, my God. He is so good. Oh,
go to the grocery shopping
Good with
for
kids
us.
And the fam.
Amazing.
Babysit my kids. Fuck.
I don't know if I'd let it babysit the kids.
Yeah, I wouldn't let it babysit the kids. No, but, like, I think it still rates high and family friendly.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It can sit there and listen to Nan yammer on about her time in the war. And
imagine it's like blank face with its open, expressionless mouth. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
As long as it can make a grunt of some kind, I am so happy for this to be our pet. Because like, I just want him to be like, that's good for me.
Yeah, no, I think Nan will appreciate the company.
Easy to train.
Yeah, like we said.
Blind obedience.
It just does what we say it should do.
Holy shit, this is getting like ticks across the board. Yeah. Last one, though. Pet ability.
Ooh.
Because it's clay.
Clay's kind of fun to play with, though.
Is it soft clay or hard clay?
Adam?
What is
I think it's hard clay. Ooh. It would be hard clay.
Because if it was soft clay, like kind of putty, I'm like,
yeah, that's kind of fun.
I'd like draw big smiles in its face.
Yeah,
and
like
stuff.
Model sheep on its shoulder or whatever.
Have a good time with it.
Yeah.
I think it's low there. If it's, I don't think it scores well there.
I don't think it's good for
me. Yeah.
I don't think you're going to find a perfect pet in here.
Unless you
except the goblin, maybe.
Except maybe a dog.
Or the blink dog. Ah,
oh,
blink dog.
Ah,
oh,
blink
dog.
Yeah.
So yeah, our compatibility very, very low.
Unfortunately, but ultimately,
like apart from compatibility,
man, like, this
he's got a solid four.
Clay Golem did well.
Clay Golem was
Dargent
objectively
Pepper.
The winner.
Dargent Peeper.
Yes.
I came round.
Dargent
well,
Peeper.
Well, it's my pet, so you can call it whatever you want. It won't obey.
Nah.
Dargent Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band seemed like he's pretty good as a pet girl.
Like he's all right. Like he's not. The best
he's not perfect.
I reckon he's a clear winner. Now, scenario here.
Okay.
Which of these is the best pet? If I am lying on the couch and I'm watching like a film.
Yeah.
And I just want to have a good time for them to snuggle up on me and have a good, just like have a bit of a snooze while I watch TV and pat my dog or pat my pet. Which one is the clear winner here?
Okay, so... Can't be really Sergeant Peeper.
I don't think any of them are good.
But Sergeant Peeper can't win that one because he's just too big. He'll crush you.
No, we're going to say like they don't crush us. And if they're too big, what happens is that they cradle us.
Ooh.
Dragon.
No, then your house is destroyed. Unless you're watching TV in a field.
Well, for saying
like a hillbilly or a farmer,
maybe like going to the open air cinema,
like a drive-in.
Yeah,
driving, watching on the belly of a dragon.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Slowly rising and falling.
What are other options?
The armor be terrible, right out.
I think the dragon isn't amazing, but I just think it's out of those the best.
I think I choose the armor. I like the idea of like hooking myself in and just like chilling in him.
Dragon or clay golem?
There's spikes everywhere.
Not only
if I put a pillow down. And that that clay golem was cradling me.
Yeah,
I reckon I could fall asleep. I would have
said
watching...
clay golem is second. Yeah,
yeah, clay golem or a dragon. So there you go. I reckon clay golem.
Clay golem is a clear winner.
Yeah, well, obviously,
Mr. Bubba Booey. Close second.
And notable mention, Jaffers.
Dragon and demon boy, terrible pets.
Terrible
pets. Dragons. I think that's the clear message.
I think ultimately, though, if we saw the three top choices in like a pet store. I think I'd still choose the armor.
Well, we know you like the armor.
Yeah, you would choose Jeffers. I would probably choose Mr. Bubba Booey. Yeah. And he would choose Dargent Peppers.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty good.
I think that's good. Yeah. We sorted them out. We did it.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Adam.
And if you guys have any magical creatures, whether from the Monster Manual or from elsewhere, that you think would make better pets than the ones that we chose, tweet us in at Sandsmith Radio or email us, sandsmithradio@gmail.com. Or
also,
personally,
we have a Reddit.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you can go there and you can discuss it amongst yourself.
r/SandsPantsRadio.
Yep.
One word, no caps.
Start a thread. What's the best creature? Is it the golem? No, the suit of armor. Yes.
Or
that's
is
what
it
your
a,
title
it,
should be for that threat.
Or is it a blink dog?
Yeah, let us
blink
know.
Blink dog, by far the best.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.